Okay, so I'm going to talk really kind of following up to where Linda left off, but that is developing your cross through the deposition. And crosses and depositions are, it's kind of a really busy intersection there, because what it really means is you have to know how to do each one of those well. So you really have to know how to cross-examine well to be able to take a good deposition. And we all know that you think you took a good deposition until you actually go to cross-examine the witness on it. And it's that intersection of the two where, you know, I'd love to tell you that there's one answer and there's one rule and there's one simple rule and that's all you have to follow. We wouldn't do what we were doing if there was one rule and there was one simple answer. So what it really is you've got strategic things to consider, and then you can kind of chart your path through that. So we've all sat through depositions that felt like cross-examinations, right? Where the witness comes in and you feel like, are they ever going to find out anything? They're just crossing the witness. And then the world's worst is when you're sitting through a cross-examination and it just feels like a deposition, right? So let's start with the kind of fundamental notion of when is a question not a question? We're always asking questions, but there are questions, and then there are statements formulated to be questions, and that's what cross-examination is, right? What's the number one rule of cross-examination? Never ask a question you don't know the answer to. You are not asking questions when you're cross-examining a witness. So you're not asking questions, right? In cross, you're taking what you already know from the deposition, from documents, from other witnesses, from all those sources, and all you're doing is putting together a series of questions, and you are presenting it to your decision maker.